This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time once again to talk about your car, your truck, your van, and maybe some problems you're having and need to bring it in for service. We'll get you an analysis. Thanks to ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel, who runs a great place called Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Danny.
You know, I mentioned that your Grand Avenue location, and I guess I'm kind of stuck in the old days because we've been doing this for close to 30 years, this particular show, you and Dan Burns. But there's another location we never mention, right? Where else is Lloyd's located?
Well, we do have another location. It's called Parkway Auto Care. It's also in St. Paul on the corner of Ford Parkway and Snelling. We've been there for a few years now, and things are going well, like we talked off the air. And, you know, it's we have that contagious culture that we've had at Lloyd's for forever, and it's working its way in over there, and we have a great crew. And honestly, couldn't be happy with either one of them. They're both doing great.
Oh, that's right. You do have great people, no doubt. But our plan here, as usual, is to get you some help, our listeners some help. If you, and again, you don't have to be a motorhead and a gearhead. If you drive and you're having problems, but you have no idea what could be ailing, why don't you call Nick or send Nick a text? Either way, you know the number, 651-461-9226. You can call in and chat if you like, or just send a text, 651-461-9226. This came in first up this morning, Nick. Nick and Danny, appreciate the show. Listen every week. Thank you very much. It's a 2025 Malibu, and maybe you can explain what low-profile tires are. But this listener says they have low-profile tires in their vehicle, and they have snow buildup. They understand that using the car wash to remove it is a good thing, but I can drive three blocks, they say, back to square one. How to prevent snow buildup in the first place, and their concern is about the shaking that can cause maybe damage to the wheels and or suspension. Well, what's a low-profile tire?
So, you know, you look at vehicles on the road these days, and the aesthetics are that the wheel surface is larger, wider, you know, the circumference of the wheel is larger. There's only so much space, so the tires kind of get skinnier. So if you see a lower profile tire, which is a skinnier tire, oftentimes they have maybe a harder time clearing the snow or actually getting traction. We'll notice that sometimes on the really snowy days that we'll have more concerns or complaints about the, you know, the way their car handles the road because you don't have the same type of tire setup, so they don't kind of grab the road as well. Now, the buildup, what they're referring to, that we'll see under a heavy snowstorm, is where the snow kind of gets caked in the wheels, and it knocks things off of balance. So if you notice after a heavy snow that your vehicle is shaking a bit and it seems kind of different than normal, the listener kind of touched on it. Oftentimes going through the car wash and having that pressurized water spraying down the sides of the car will knock that snow out of there. I can't tell you what can prevent it other than the fact that you got to kind of keep it clean. Maybe you can use a broom handle to kind of knock some of the snow out of there a little bit. I haven't really seen it where it's a continuous issue other than like having a really large snowstorm and it kind of packs in there.
Yeah. The broom idea is a good one. Go to the basics. Again, 651-461-9226. I failed to mention, call or text earlier rather than later. Our time goes by so quickly. Nick will take his leave about 30 minutes from now, making way for Ted Farrell's Wine Chat. So don't wait. We'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Here is another one. Another text. I have a 2013 Terrain. The front axle seal and axle, they've been replaced three times. The transmission still leaks out of the left axle seal. Texter was told I need a new transmission. Do you think, first of all, that would be accurate? Is there a problem with the Terrain on this issue that you're aware of?
Not a continuous issue. I haven't seen a lot of that. I will say that unfortunately does happen oftentimes where there's significant wear in the housing that holds the axle. So your axle slides into the transaxle, transmission, transfer case, whatever might be there. And if it becomes worn, it allows that axle to kind of laterally move a little bit. Well, you can replace the seal, but not after much time. That movement's going to damage the new seal. The same thing's going to happen. There's been cases where we've been lucky by putting a new axle in there because maybe the wear was to the axle, but oftentimes it is that output shaft or output area of the transmission itself. That's part of the housing typically, so it's not really repairable. So unfortunately, you're looking at replacing that whole unit.
Ouch. Okay. Off to the phones we go. Let's see who's first. Dean calling in from Alexandria, I believe. Dean, good morning. What is your question for Nick Stoffel?
I've got a 2013 Honda Accord. When it's cold out down around zero or below, the temp gauge will go up somewhat close to normal and then drop back down toward the lower end of the range. And sometimes it stays there, sometimes it'll drop a little bit lower yet. Is that a temperature gauge, and does it hurt to drive it with it doing that?
I don't think it hurts driving it. My concern would be that you're not getting good heat at that point also. So what I might do is get one of those infrared thermometers, you know, get the vehicle up to running temp. When you start to notice that the gauge is starting to dip, maybe pop the hood and check a couple different spots if you can find where the thermostat is and see if, in fact, the temperature is dropping. Maybe your thermostat's not working properly, getting stuck open when it should be closing to kind of maintain or hold that heat. If it allows it to continue to circulate without any control there, it is going to eventually cool it down, especially if it's cold outside. So you might have a thermostat that's getting stuck open a bit, allowing that coolant to continue to circulate. So I would maybe check the temperatures. If you can't get to the bottom of it, maybe take it in, have them do the same thing, and maybe make a recommendation based on that.
All right, good luck with that, Dean. Let's go to Larry calling in from Howard Lake this morning. Hi, Larry. Good morning. What's your question for Nick?
Good morning. My daughter has a 2013 Ford Edge. It's an all-wheel drive. But anyway, when weather like this or roads like this, she can't drive the darn thing because if she steps on the brake, I think one of the front wheels locks up one or the other and puts the car into a tailspin. And she's headed to a couple garages, and they seem to can't figure out what the heck is wrong with it.
Well, obviously, that's not good. You know, I would say that I would obviously want to test drive the vehicle, you know, take it back to the shop, especially, you know, if he can get in this weekend or the early next week where there's some snow on the road, they can experience that. A couple of thoughts are the tire wear, if there's any tread on the tires, if that one particular wheel is more worn, so the tire is sliding versus grabbing. And then the brakes, you know, you would think if it was locking up one wheel and was slippery, you would still have some similar issue when it's dry out. So I wonder if there's something going on with the brakes. Are there any warning lights on the dash? Anti-lock brake system not working? So there's a few things to check there. But I guess the best thing to do is try to get an appointment while the roads are covered in snow. So when you do take that vehicle in, they can experience the same thing.
All right, very good. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. It's in order. Let's invite our listeners to join in again on the conversation. If you have any kind of problem with your car, your truck, your van, Let's hear about it. We can maybe do a little analysis over the radio. 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, 19 degrees officially. Have some light snow, even some fog and mist reported. That snow should be ending by noon and will hit a high of about 23. As far as tomorrow is concerned, sunny near 18. We'll have further details on the weather coming along in just a few minutes here. News Talk 830 WCCO. And again, good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We are here every Saturday right after the 7 o'clock news break answering any kind of a car care question you might have. Is Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, again, we always like to tell folks who might need the help, the expertise of you and your crew there. How do we find you guys?
Yes, sir. So if you ever need some advice or have a question need answered, you can always give us a call, 651-228-1316. And as you know, Denny, we're in St. Paul on Grand Avenue. Grand and Chatsworth is the intersection there. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop and say hi. And then finally, as always, do check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
We will do that and get you that same information before Nick takes his leave, which is about 7:45 this morning. You have a car care question? We'd love to hear from you, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, is it okay to drive in four-wheel drive for a couple of hours on hard-packed snow?
You know, vehicles are designed to handle that. If it's necessary for safety, absolutely. If you have good control of the vehicle, you know, if you have the all-wheel drive option or you have the on-demand option, that might be a better choice. But the vehicles are designed. It's not going to hurt anything. Obviously, take your safety first and foremost, so don't put yourself at risk.
That reminds me, I still don't do it. My wife has a four-wheel drive, it's an SUV, but it's a truck. And you've got that capability of not only just all-wheel drive, but you can select. And I never do that. I never test it out. And that's something I probably should be doing, right?
Well, it's funny, you know, like I told you, finally bought a new truck last fall, and it has two-wheel drive, auto, and then four high. So if I'm normally driving, I keep it in two-wheel. I think that's sufficient. I'm trying to do anything to help with some fuel economy. And then if the roads are going to be kind of suspect a little bit, like a day like today, I'll probably just put it in auto. Now, however, if I go put the plow on my truck and I'm doing some work, I'll put it into four-wheel high. So that's kind of how I manage it, I guess. Everybody can do their own thing, but that's kind of how I go about it.
But it should be, you know, we talk about this, I keep forgetting, annually, to kind of exercise it a little bit, right? To know that it still works, or what do you think about that?
I think we did exercise all the features. You know where I'm headed with this is with the door locks too. You know, a lot of vehicles still have a door lock on the driver's door, and inside your key fob, there's a blade there. To try that every so often isn't the worst thing. You know, you have a dead battery or some sort of issue with the vehicle where you can't unlock it with the remote. It certainly would be nice to still be able to get into your vehicle. And if you go to unlock that cylinder there and it's seized up because we haven't used it in a decade, that can add a little more frustration to the situation. So, you know, all those features are in the vehicle that you don't use on a daily basis. To exercise them, as you said, every so often isn't the worst thing.
Yeah, easy to forget. Let's grab another phone call. Nick Jay calling in from Excelsior this morning. Morning, Jay. What's your question for Nick?
Nick and Danny, I have a Lexus RX 350. And I'm in a parking lot, and I do a slow turn. It tends to jump. What causes that?
So what's going on there, if you're in a very tight turn with not every but a lot of all-wheel drive type vehicles, there's a little bit of a binding because you're trying to rotate all four wheels at a different speed, right? Even though you're going very slow, they're still rotating at a different circumference, a different angle, and they need to be able to slip a little bit. And it is working, but sometimes there might be a little more resistance there, and obviously that replicates into the vehicle, so you feel that kind of binding or hopping. I mean, if it's significant where like the car's coming to a stop or you're like really laboring to get the vehicle to move, you should probably get that looked at. But if it's just a little bit tighter than you normally expect it, that might be just normal.
Okay. Here's a 2007 Lexus, very high mileage, runs very poorly, especially at idle, which when warm is only 400 RPM. Question is it easy to adjust that throttle, or does that require experience?
It shouldn't be adjusting anything, because the worry is that something whatever's wrong changes, now it's idling too high. So my suspicion more, it needs a good cleaning. You know, that throttle plate gets coked up with carbon and soot and stuff over the years. The mass airflow sensor can get dirty also, and that's kind of the input to the computer. It tells the computer how much air is going into the engine, so it can kind of manage the idle for you. So I would maybe make an appointment, share that information with the shop you take it into. They'll probably, you know, do a little scanning, watch some of the data coming out of the computer system. But likely they're going to try to recommend cleaning the throttle plate, throttle body, and that mass airflow sensor, which I suspect will probably get the idle back up to the 800-900 RPMs where you want to see it.
Okay. I'm trying to piece together this next text. It's a 2008 Toyota Prius. The engine light has been on for about 2 months. Oh. Let's see. The code reader says oxygen sensor. How important is the oxygen sensor? Would a couple of tanks of higher octane gas help the situation? And is that an expensive repair?
So the misunderstanding, I want to make sure I'm careful here. When we connect our scan tool, our diagnostic equipment to the vehicle, we can retrieve codes. The codes tell us what the computer's seen. So in this situation, it was likely a lean code or maybe a slow response to a sensor. Well, a lot of times what's happened in the engine creates that. So can it be a faulty sensor? For sure. But if it says it's running lean, right? For example, the easiest to explain here, it's running lean, it says that's bad. You look at the chart or you look online, it says it needs an oxygen sensor. But what if there's a vacuum leak allowing too much air into the engine? So it really is running lean, and the sensor is doing its job saying, hey, this isn't right. So I want to be careful that people just don't assume code, say that's a failed component in particular. Oftentimes, that can be the case, but there might be something else further upstream that's creating that situation. So we want to be a little bit careful we don't assume anything. And there's not, if the oxygen sensor has failed, it's in the exhaust its whole life. It sees the extreme temperatures. It sees different fuel mixtures. They kind of have a lifespan. So there's no fix it to the sensor short of replacing it. And they can be a few hundred dollars, so they can be quite costly. But that is one of the main inputs to the computer system to decide how rich or how lean to run that fuel system. So it is pretty important. You get a cold day like today, if that sensor's not reading accurately or this next few days, it can cause the vehicle to have a hard time starting or idling. So I would probably get that in, have it truly assessed, and take that recommendation.
Yeah, absolutely. Good advice. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break for that forecast. Be right back with more of the show. 651-461-9226. This is WCCO's Car Care Show, again around every Saturday right after the 7 o'clock news break. Stay with us. Weather next here on 830 WCCO. And welcome back. It's a Saturday morning when we talk cars, your car, your truck, your van, and you're having problems with those. You want to get them analyzed over the radio. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive is doing that very thing here at 651-461-9226. We have a few minutes left in the show, Nick. Let's see how many folks we can help out here. Texter says this, 2024 Honda CR-V Hybrid, 13,000 miles on it. The brakes squeak, not only backing out of the garage, but also backing up after being driven, especially when there's wet weather. They squeak only in reverse. Why do some cars have brakes that squeak and others do not? And are hybrid cars more prone to that problem?
No, not necessarily. I think it's a fair thing. You know, the vehicle's new enough, low enough mileage, take it back. Likely something needs a little lubricating within the braking system. You know, there's different shims and pieces in place there with the pads and the rotors and the calipers, and maybe something's a little bit dry and it's the shifting while you're in reverse is making that squeak happen. So I think it's fair when you're going for service to say, hey, can we do something about this? It's a new vehicle. It's pretty annoying. We will see that, however, as vehicles age, especially if the car sits outside, you have a lot of moisture in the air, we might notice a little bit of condensation, slight corrosion building up on the brake rotors, which maybe you'll say, hey, the first time I hop in my vehicle and I move it, I hear a little squeak, but then after I use the brakes once or twice, it's gone. That can be normal. You know, that really depends on the weather and the humidity in the air. So this case, I'd probably take it in and see if they can't lubricate something to make that quiet up for them.
All right. Here is a 2017 Honda Civic with a 1.5-liter turbo engine. Texter was wondering if the mass airflow sensor should ever be cleaned. The car has 90,000 miles and have done regular maintenance. What do you think about the mass flow sensor? Should it be cleaned?
Sometimes, yes. You know, it isn't necessarily part of the regular routine. Oftentimes, you know, the air filter's before that. So if you do a good job of keeping a good clean air filter in there, that would help keep that sensor clean and the rest of it upstream clean. You know, if you're having some issues, it's probably something we'd look at clearly. But I think as maintenance, it isn't necessarily required. So I would kind of caution there. If there's more to that story, I guess maybe we'd go a different direction.
Okay. Texter says, love the show. Thank you. 2005 Dodge Magnum, 175,000 miles on it. It gets regular service. Recently replaced the water pump, timing belt, etc. Any thoughts on preventive maintenance we should look into at this point to keep it running as well as it has? Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Sounds like you're doing that. You know, the regular oil changes, obviously. You get it to higher mileages. You have to kind of go through that maintenance interval a second time. You know, spark plugs are due at a certain interval. Maybe it was 100,000 miles or, you know, give or take. Well, that's going to be due again at 200,000 miles. Some of the fluids, again, the coolant and some of those other things. So oftentimes you maybe have to look back to see what was due at the larger intervals. You know, sometimes there's 60, 90, 100,000 miles. And then you're going to have to duplicate those same intervals as the car's mileage increases. So it isn't like a one-time thing. Spark plugs, you do them once and you're good. They need to be done at that interval every time it comes up.
Boy, here's a mystery one for you. Texter says, last year I got a 2013 Ford Focus. I can be driving or sitting with the car running or turned off, and there will be this big bang on the roof that sounds like something hit the roof of the car. A couple of times it made the radio go off. Now, we can't have that. What could be going on there? Unless
definitely
you're
being
hit by a meteor.
I wonder. I wonder if there's something popping within the sheet metal. You know, like if the you know if you look at the vehicle, you look at the roof or the hood or something. It looks like it's maybe moving a little bit. You know, I mean, it's a little far fetched there. But sort of hearing the noise, and of course it probably rarely happens, which is more frustrating. But I wonder if there's some sort of sheet metal, maybe a spot weld had broken free in there when they assemble these vehicles. They'll spot weld a lot of the sheet metal together. If one of those will come free, maybe with changes in temperatures or at the twisting of the vehicle as we drive down the road, maybe something's moving there causing that twisting to allow for a popping noise. That's my best guess over the radio. How's that?
Okay. I was thinking in previous shows over the years, we've talked about like drain holes on the roof of a vehicle, maybe well, the sunroof, moonroof, whatever. I mean, do those things get clogged? Does it matter the season? It seemed like we usually get calls more in the summertime than in the winter.
I was going to say that'll be something we'll be hearing about come springtime once we start to get some of the rain and over the fall when things fall out of the trees and all the debris that you kind of collect into those sunroof drains. And it freezes, obviously, because it's winter, and then things thaw out. We get some rain. Also, people start to notice some water where they don't want it. So that is something that we will start to hear and see. Obviously, you know, when it warms up, if you have a sunroof, you can open it up and look at the four corners. If you see any of that tree debris or any of that gunk there, just kind of wipe it out. That helps because if you leave it sit there, when it does rain, that stuff's going to make its way to the drain, which like your kitchen sink, you don't want to plug the drain because then you have water going places you don't want.
Yeah, well, we've got to go through winter first here, it looks like. Say, how do you, Texas says, how do you check the transmission fluid level on a 2007 Toyota Camry 3.2-liter V6? It doesn't have a dipstick. The only way I know how to do it is to change the fluid. There's got to be a better way.
Unfortunately, most vehicles that are not equipped with a transmission dipstick, which is becoming more and more each model year, you know, there's fewer and fewer on the road that do. If there's not a leak, it's not low. I know it's really hard to say and hard to believe because I like to have a dipstick to check and I like to have a sight glass to check. I like to be able to see it myself to believe it. But if it's not leaking, now if you do have a leak where there's an axle seal or something going on, then we have to do that repair. And like I said, you change the fluid. And there's a procedure when you refill the fluid to ensure that the level's at the correct level. But there's not necessarily a way to look yourself, unfortunately.
Okay. See if we can grab all the text before we run out of time. 2013 Honda CRV. Texter says, I have a slight squeal when I turn either right or left. What do you think that could be? Is it okay to drive? That comes from Mary. Slight squeal.
If it's under the hood, I'm thinking that maybe the belt's starting to slip. When you turn the wheel, you're putting a bit of a load on that power steering pump. So the wheel's turning. It's asking for more assist, so that pump's working a little bit harder. If the pump's working a little bit harder, maybe that belt is slipping a little bit. Makes me think, is the belt worn? Is the tensioner that keeps the belt tight not working properly? So I think it's fair to say this is a heads up, a warning. Let's get that looked at, because the next thing that could happen is if that belt or that tensioner were to fail, now you don't have any power steering. Likely the alternator is driven by the same belt. Some vehicles, the water pump. So you can see where I'm headed here, where we start to hear noises and creaks and things, and we want to know if they're important. That's our warning to say, hey, have somebody take a look at this. Let the professional decide, hey, this is okay, we adjusted it, or you still have some time, or hey, this is on the is failing, we need to replace it. So I would usually tell somebody, if you have a noise, is it okay to drive? Sure, but with the asterisk saying, you need to make an appointment to have someone take a look at it.
Very good. Let's see here. I think we have time for maybe one more. We get this once in a while. The percentage on my new Chevy has to do with changing the oil. How accurate are these percentages as far as the oil level, oil change timing?
My opinion, and like I said, I bought a truck in the fall, and I change my oil every 5,000 miles regardless. You know, this is what I've done my whole life. I assure you, the type of stuff that we see, and it's not the fault of the percentages, but we forget. And there's a lot of things that go on in life. And I think if you can keep on a pretty regimented schedule on that in synthetic oil, which is most vehicles these days, 5,000 miles, regular interval, good quality oil, good filter, that will best serve your vehicle. I know that there's those percentages, and they kind of vary depending on driving habits and vehicle makes and such. But I just think in my experience, I really like to pull that back to 5,000 miles, to be honest.
Okay. Finally, a listener has not a warning, but be careful. Careful poking a stick around behind the wheel. We're talking about clearing snow on those tires or your wheels, because you could damage the CV boot. What do you think of that comment?
That's true. So if I'm advising somebody to do that, I'm assuming that we're going to be diligent. We're going to be careful. We're not going in there and swinging a baseball bat, right? We're going to go in there and carefully. And all you're trying to do is just pull the snow that's packed into that wheel area or that that cowling area and just kind of just knock it free. You know, you don't have to make it spotless, but oftentimes if you just get it loose, driving will take care of the rest of it too. You know, when it's all packed in there, it's all kind of cinched together. You just have to get some of it moving around a little bit to make it for some movement. Go drive the vehicle around the block. I think you'll find out that most of it's already gone.
It'll clear it, yeah. All right, Nick, we have to run. How do we find you guys at Lloyd's?
Yes, sir. So if you have a question, need advice, as always, 651-228-1316. And if you're on Grand Avenue on a beautiful snowy day, we're at 982 Grand, the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And finally, please do check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
We'll do that very thing, Nick. Thanks so much for the help, and we will do this again next week.
Sounds like a deal.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.